this is a program that was put in place by the last Congress, and the money was given to the United States Treasury Department. You had two options. One, you could let the state handle it, or you could do it locally. Our council opted to handle it locally and do it in partnership with Anderson Interfaith Ministries because they deliver services on a daily basis. So they would not have to ramp up all that much to do what they already do. So far, it's all working out wonderfully well. It is in every part of Anderson County. You can do this by using your computer or your smartphone. There are telephone numbers that you can reach out. And this is designed to help people stay in place, not become homeless. This is also for landlords, because in some situations, some particular case that comes to mind, we had an elderly couple, and they lived on their Social Security and the rental income from one house that they had purchased. When that renter couldn't pay them, they didn't want to throw them out, but it put them in a real bind. So hopefully this is going to provide some relief for people here in Anderson County. But other counties are also engaged in this activity. I'm pretty sure Greenville is, and every county has the opportunity to do it. Some may opt not to do it and let it be handled through the state, but we believe that the government that is closer to the people is a more efficient government.